I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 WFCL Nashville Public Radio. I'm very happy to welcome two fine ensembles from Nashville and Middle Tennessee today to Live in Studio C, Music City Baroque and Vox Grata Women's Choir. They're here with a very special program, a preview of an upcoming concert that will happen this coming Sunday. We're going to have the artistic director of Vox Grata, whose name is Jeanette McCallum, introduce the choir and the concert a little bit before we go to music. Allison, what about this? I'm sorry, I walked on your entry there. The Venetian Ospedali were a set of special institutions in the 17th, 18th century. What about these groups?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting body of repertoire for women's choirs. Unique because the music was conceived especially for women to sing, and in the Ospedali in Venice, for several centuries, girls were raised up to receive fine musical educations, very much like a conservatory would be. And composers such as Vivaldi worked for many years in the various Ospedali, teaching girls and women to sing and play orchestral instruments for this music that they wrote for them to sing.
Well, our first piece is going to be actually a selection from a larger work called the Miserere in C minor by Johann Hasse. We're going to hear a solo vocal part along with instruments, Amanda Whatley, soprano, along with Allison Nyquist, who is the artistic director of Music City Baroque. She'll be playing violin. Carrie Kimbrough plays violin. Dede Besser, viola, and Christopher Stenstrom, cello. Soprano Amanda Whatley with members of Music City Baroque, Allison Nyquist, Carrie Kimbrough, Dede Besser, and Christopher Stenstrom, with music of Johann Hasse, just a tiny portion of the Miserere in C minor by Johann Hasse, which will be performed by Music City Baroque and Vox Grata Women's Choir this Sunday. Let's go ahead and have a word about the concert. Jeanette, can you handle that part as well before you...
Sure, absolutely. We are so grateful to have the opportunity to perform with Music City Baroque. Vox Grata has been in existence for four seasons now. This is our fourth season, and we perform music out of a sense of gratitude for the fullness of our own lives. Our name, Vox Grata, comes from the Latin grateful voices. And so all of our concerts are free of charge, but we hope by singing in Nashville to raise awareness and solicit donations for nonprofit agencies that support women in need. On Sunday, our program will consist entirely of music from the Ospedali tradition, and we are delighted to be able to do that with the best Baroque musicians in Middle Tennessee.
That's right. And we have about half of Vox Grata Women's Choir here today. I think 16 singers
correct.
Are here.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you all for being here, taking your time.
Our pleasure.
I'm going to hand it over to Allison Nyquist, the violinist and artistic director of Music City Baroque, for a bit of music, a bit of information about perhaps what's coming up on the concert from your perspective.
Okay, well, the Music City Baroque has two instrumental pieces that we're doing. One is by the most famous Ospedali composer, Vivaldi, and we're doing a concerto that he wrote for two girls, I'm sure, that he taught, and it's for violin and oboe. So we're joined now by George Reardon, who plays the Baroque oboe with us. And then the other composer is kind of an oddball. He was he worked at the Ospedale for 100 years before Hasse and Galuppi. And he came to Venice because he escaped from prison in Germany. He had kind of a exciting life, and hid out as a trombonist at St. Mark's for a while, but then became a composer at the Ospedale, and spent most of his career there, went back to Germany at the very end of his life. So,
and what was the name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Rosenmuller. Johann Rosenmuller.
Johann Rosenmuller.
Oh, yeah.
A very
I was
going to
leave you guessing about that.
Come to the concert and find out the name of this composer.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, oboist George Reardon is going to play music of Vivaldi along with Allison Nyquist, violin, and Christopher Stinstrom, cello. This is a part of a concerto for oboe and violin.
Thank you.
That's music of Antonio Vivaldi, played live in Studio C by oboist George Reardon, with Allison Nyquist violin and Christopher Stenstrom cello, members of Music City Baroque. You can probably hear the entire concerto if you go to this concert on this coming Sunday. A collaboration between Music City Baroque and Vox Grata Women's Choir. We heard just a snippet of a work by Johann Hasse earlier, which I'm assuming involves the entire choir as well, the larger piece. Jeanette McCallum is the director of Vox Grata. We're going to hear more of the singers now in this next piece.
We're going to perform now the three-movement work entitled Dixit Dominus by Baldassare Galuppi. It was written in 1775. It's one of the Vesper Psalms that was often performed in the evening services at the Ospedali, and many people from around the world would travel to Venice, particularly to hear one of those Vesper services. So this was quite often performed. Always settings of Vesper Psalms were performed. So we are going to do that work for you now, and we'll perform the three movements in back-to-back.
Thank you.
That's music of Baldassare Galuppi, a piece called Dixit Dominus, performed live in Studio C by Vox Grata Women's Choir members and members of Music City Baroque. We'll go down the list here from Music City Baroque. Their violinist and artistic director, Allison Nyquist, Carrie Kimbrough played violin as well, Dee Dee Besser, viola, and Christopher Stenstrom, cello, and George Reardon played baroque oboe on a piece by Vivaldi earlier. And Vox Grata Women's Choir is led by Jeanette McCallum, who I'm going to ask to give us a little bit more information, number one, about the Venetian Ospedale. I think it's a very important piece of history that probably a lot of music lovers don't know about. It was really a center for learning and creation of music and fostering of young women.
Yes. Well, if you can imagine in Venice, you know, beginning after the Crusades, there were a lot of serious social problems in the city. And so initially these institutions, evolved out of the need for social services. And each one of them sort of focused on a specific issue. Some were dedicated more towards dealing with medical illness, while some were more concerned with being orphanages. And there's a kind of a famous picture and anecdote that is widely known at the Pietà, which was the largest of the four ospedali in its history. There is a scaffetta, which is known as a drawer, essentially a place where people could bring their infants if they were illegitimate children, place them in the drawer, much like we would see at a night depository, something like this. And there was a plaque in Italian above the drawer, above the scaffetta, and gave instructions for people to be able to bring an illegitimate child. There was typically a nun on the other side of that drawer, and they would receive those children into their care and bring them up. Many of them remained there for all of their youth and sometimes beyond, becoming teachers of music and other caretakers for orphans there. So it's during the 200 or 300 years that the music tradition developed at these institutions, they became little miniature conservatories, and people from all over the world would come to hear them perform. The girls in the choir sung from behind screens so that their identities were obscured, and the instrumentalists were also trained by composers like Vivaldi, of all things. So.
Right.
What an upbringing.
Well, this concert will be a collaboration between Vox Grata Women's Choir and Music City Baroque. You can hear more of this tradition from the Venetian Ospedale Sunday at 3 p.m., January 24th, at Westminster Presbyterian Church on West End Avenue. The concert titled Recovery of a Lost Tradition, Music from the Venetian Ospedale, music of Vivaldi, Galuppi, Hasse, and Rosenmuller, of course, as well. Thank you all for playing and singing for us today.
Thank you for hosting us.
I'm Will Griffin. This is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 WFCL, Nashville Public Radio. On our next program, we'll have students from the Blair School of Music and part of the Blair Student Showcase performers.